Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. We will be live and going live at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Please, if you can't stay with us, and those who cannot come back at about 5 or 3 to 9. All right. God bless you.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the blog. And yes, the world. And the more than 195 countries. Guys, the world has been heard China, India, Vietnam, all over the United States. All over the world. And it's going. Yeah, take a moment and introduce to you the man God has chosen. Look at that face. The man standing on this pavilion, praise man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of American Days International, the founder, president, and CEO of the Fresh Face International Worldwide Play and Praise Convention, better known as the Vegan Praise Convention, and now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and to all of you ambassadors and ambassador-elect, and to all of you worldwide from every church affiliation and church denomination who are coming just to give God praise. I mean, that's a simple reason, but it's a mighty powerful reason, because the Bible tells us that we were created for the glory of God. In other words, to give Him praise. And what a wonderful privilege it is to thank Him and let Him know that we're willing to accept our calling, and that is to praise Him. See, we all have the option of accepting our calling. If we don't praise Him and we just say, no, we're not going to praise you, Lord, the rocks will begin to crowd. He's going to get His praise. Whether or not you accept your calling or I accept mine, God will do it. He'll get His praise. And I want to just praise Him. I want Him to know that whatever He created me to do, I'm willing. I'm willing to thank Him. I'm willing to praise Him. I'm willing to give Him the glory. Oh, my God. I'm willing to come before Him with thanksgiving. And before Him with the praise, amen, in my heart, in my soul, in my mind, oh my God. Ephesians 1:4 says, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. He chose us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. And I looked it up, and chosen in the Greek, the very root of the word chosen, is ekle-o-mai, and that means that we were selected by God, we were made choice of by Him before the foundation of the world. Before He thought about making the world, He chose us. Oh my God, He made choice of us. And then Galatians 1 and 15 says, but when it pleased God who separated us from our mother's womb and called us by his grace. Yeah. As we came out of our mother's womb and we were called by his grace, called, amen, we were chosen, amen. Moses was chosen to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. God called him to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Before he came out of his mother's womb, he was chosen by God. And then as he was going through life, God put a calling on him, and that is to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now, even though he was chosen and called, he still had to accept it. Moses tried not to accept it, saying, God, I can't talk. I stutter. Yeah, but God gave him the alternative, the option. Either you accept your choosing, your calling, rather, and being chosen, or I will call somebody else. And thank God he finally accepted his calling. Amen. Somebody on this line has been called by the Lord, and you've been dealing with it. You haven't accepted it, but it's on you. There's a calling on you. Some of you have a son or a daughter, and there's a calling on their life. The reason why they've been having so many problems is because they've been called, and they were chosen by God. They need to accept their calling. Throw their hands up and say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. See, when you don't accept, then you have problems because the anointing of God is on your life. You wonder why the devil's been trying to kill you, not just one time, three, four, five times. It's because you've been chosen. And now the calling of God is on your life. And the devil wants to get you out of here. Because chosen people do a lot of damage to Satan's kingdom. Yeah. They lead people to Christ. They have a calling on their life. Now, what capacity they've been called to work in, that's up to God. But they have a calling on their life. Sometimes the calling is not always to preach, not always to teach. There are so many opportunities in the kingdom of God to be chosen and then called by God to do something in the kingdom that will bring honor and glory to the kingdom of God and lead people into following Jesus Christ. I thank God. I received a calling the other day. I have many callings. God has put callings on my life. But one of them, he said, Son, I have selected you and I need for you to help the world to realize how good I have been to them. Since you realize his goodness, help them to realize how good I've been to him. He said, I've not only done just a few things for him since last night, this time last night, but I've done thousands of things since last night. One thing he did, your heart kept beating. Do you realize that since last night at this time and then tonight at this time, in order for you to be alive, that thousands of beats had to happen in your heart. God said, I've done not just hundreds, but thousands of things for you. Another thing, did you realize as you breathe right now that you had to take breath into your lungs to keep being alive? God said, I did that for you. And now you're alive because you've kept breathing, not even thinking about it. Think about it right now. You're breathing. Yeah, he did that to keep you alive. Amen. You didn't do anything to do it. It had to be God who did it. And because of it, you ought to give him praise and glory. Then he showed me just recently that in order for you to even be alive, there are thousands of things that had to occur in your body. One of them is he had to allow your blood to go through thousands of channels and to even recycle one time. Thousands of things had to happen. Yeah. And because of that, you're alive right now. How could you make it happen? You couldn't do it. God in his omnipotence had to do that. Thousands of things had to happen inside your body. The liver had to do so many things. The kidney had to do so many things. Not only that, the heart had to do certain so many things. Your mind had to do so many things. Do y'all realize how much it takes to even move your hand? So many things has to happen. And so God has done thousands of things for you. So we have callings on our life. Some people say, well, I got the calling to preach and to teach. Wonderful. But there are other callings. Amen. Some of you have been called to sing. Singing. Amen. And so all of us have been called to praise him. And we come to give him praise tonight. I want to pray. Amen. If you have a prayer request, amen, and you realize that God has raised you up, and you need help, certainly we want to do that also. Amen. So I want to, thank you, Jesus. We're trying to open your prayer line right now that you might be able to praise him, that you might be able to give him glory and adoration. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. If you're on the line and you have a prayer request, that's a wonderful thing right there. For somebody to recognize that you have a need and they want to pray with you as your brother or your sister, we want to pray with you. That's a great, great blessing. Amen. Because in this day and time, people are so selfish, they don't want to pray for nobody usually but themselves. You got somebody who wants to pray with you, thank God for it, and go for it. Amen. All right. Who on the line has a prayer request? We want to pray for you. This is not a gossip line. Just let it be known and see what the Lord does for you. The line is open to you. Who's the first one who has a prayer
request? Sheila Brown, 913.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Chief. Good evening. I have a prayer request that I realize that God has raised me up and I need his help.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. That's your request. Help,
sir.
Lord. That's your request?
Help, Lord. Yes, sir.
Help, Lord. God will help you. All right. Anyone else have a prayer request? Amen. It's up to you. All right, I want y'all to put Dr. Betty. She's feeling so much better. Amen. But she's still having little episodes of that back spasm pain. Amen. And I want you to put Lanita Rome and Raphael Rome and all of our grandchildren. We're so excited, which is a praise report. We'll give that at a certain time. Amen. Is there anybody else who has a prayer request? Make it known unto the Lord.
This is Ambassador
right.
McPherson, and I want to request prayer for my mom, Missionary Yura Frierson.
And that's Missionary Frierson, right?
Yes.
What's
Thank
her
you.
First name? What's
Yura.
Her first name?
Yura.
Say it one more time.
Yura.
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 Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, anyone else? want to put your name or the name of your son or daughter or your brother or sister or your loved one on the prayer list. Anybody?
Dr. Jackson?
Uh-huh.
Good evening. This is Ambassador Lek Renata Jones. Can you hear me?
Certainly can.
Okay. I just want to lift up our conference this weekend and ask Lord to bless us.
Oh, my God. You just position yourself to be blessed. Mm-hmm.
Well, I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. While I'm on it, if you haven't received your handbook, I have it for you here. I think it'd be quicker for you when you come. We'll just present it to you. Hopefully, when you come in, wherever you're coming, we'll have it for you.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, I received mine. I have it.
All right, good. But somebody who's listening to me and you haven't gotten yours, we'll have it here when you get the time. I think it'd be quicker. For us to place it in your hands when you arrive. God bless you. And we plan to make all of you ambassadors. Amen. We got some things for you. Come on to town. Come on to town. And God will bless you. Bless your family. Is there anybody else who has a prayer request? The Lord will bless you. Put somebody on the prayer list so we can call their names as we thank God for doing this 1,000 times. I know God's going to do something. But you got to get it on there. Come on. Anybody else have a prayer request?
Verlie Jefferson. This is Sheila Brown again, 913. Can we put Verlie Jefferson on that prayer list and Lewis Brown?
Okay. Verlie Jefferson.
This is Mother Wilson. I'm yet requesting prayer for my great nephew Miles that's still incarcerated, and they I don't think will let him have books to read or anything. And my sister is requesting prayer for him. The Lord will bless him to be released, till the read at the school or something while he's there.
Okay, now this is your sister's child or what?
My sister's grandson.
Grandson.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You don't know his name, do you?
They call him Miles.
Okay.
I don't know his real name, but they call him Miles.
That's good enough, Mother. All right, anybody else? Certainly want to pray for you and be a blessing. Anyone else? All right. Let's go to God in prayer. Anybody feel led to talk to the Lord tonight? What a blessing it is. I certainly don't want to overlook you. Let's have one or two, maybe three, and then we'll pray and start thanking God. Come on. Prayer warriors, amen. We love you. Amen. Go ahead and
almost gracious
pray
Father God. Gracious Father God, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God,
thank
just
you.
Repenting and confessing that I've sinned and I've come short, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for this day you've given us, Lord God. Thank you for the use of our activities, of our limbs, Lord. Thank you for us having a mind to want to press on, Lord God, and stay on the battlefield a little while longer for you, God. I just thank you for everything, Lord God. We lift these prayer requests up to you, Lord. You knew the need before we even presented them to you, Lord God. And I just want to thank you in advance for working out each and every one individually that has the prayer request before you tonight, Lord God. Only you can fix it. Only you can heal. Only you can deliver. And only you can set free. So, Father God, I just thank you once again for doing all that we stand in the need of. And, Lord God, I thank you for the request that's in people's hearts that went unspoken tonight, Father God. You know the hearts of men and women, Lord God. And we just hold them before you also, Lord God, in the mighty mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you for communion today, Lord God, breaking bread and in fellowship with you, Lord God. I thank you for calling me up higher in you, Lord God. I thank you for me wanting to be obedient, Lord God. I've been disobedient, Lord God, but I accept my calling. I accept what you've had men and women of God to tell me where I need to be and the things that I need to put forth and do things in you and make my will line up to your will. Father God, I just thank you for the breaking of that bread. I thank you that it was true and real and alive to me today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for what was done at Calvary's cross for a sinner like me, Lord God. I just thank you for everybody on the line, our chief, First Lady Betty, Lord God, Bria, Lord God, the Rome family that he called, Lord God. I just thank you for meeting the needs and the requests. And please keep everybody's family safe and protected, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, my brother Alvarez McCullough, he's in my spirit, Lord God. He was given 32 years, Lord God, and he's done 15 of those years. And now he's in this clemency thing. He's trying to go free. But, Lord God, I ask you, just let your will be done in that situation. And I'll thank you in advance for what you're doing, have done, and will do in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, praise you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, Sister Sheila Brown's brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so many people have done enough time, Lord, where they can be set free. There's so many people of different colors who have done for less time and been set free. Look on her brother in the name of Jesus. And if it be thy will, in the name of Jesus, if he learned this lesson, he certainly served a good amount of time. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to do something unusual and spectacular for him. And God, open up that prison door and help him to be a blessing to his community and a blessing to people all around him now. God, go through things that they may be a blessing for your glory. And Lord, this young man who has been called by you and chosen, the enemy has been trying to lead him down the wrong track and down the wrong path. In the name of Jesus, set him free and give, my God, the glory of God, let it come to pass that the people would see the glory through this, the glory of God, and send the praise up and put a praise on it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, my God. And, Lord, I do pray for Ambassador Stern, amen, who's with her family in Mexico, and they're celebrating their grandson graduated, amen, I believe from college, and they're celebrating in the name of Jesus, amen. So be with her. She's such a blessing to the line. It's been a blessing to me. Bless this woman in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus. And before I even go further, Lord, would you, amen, look on Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams. Amen. Ambassador-elect, if you hear me, I want you to pray. And if you would pray, and I'll come behind it and finish my prayer. Amen. Come on. The line is open to you, Sister. The Master Elect, Sister Latanya. Yeah. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Glory. Are you there? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. And I pray in the name of Jesus. Help, Lord. Help Sister Sheila Brown. She asked for help. I'm requesting help for her in Jesus' name. Look on Dr. Betty and help her. Help her, Lord. Touch her back.
Touch her back.
And help. In Jesus' name. Look on Lenitra and Raphael. Help them, Lord. Bless them. In Jesus' name. And Ambassador Nick Frierson. look on Missionary Eura. Oh, help her, help her, help her, God. Fix it for them. Yeah, thank you, Lord. And I'm about to elect Renata Jones. Oh, God. Been so cooperative toward the conference. Help her in Jesus' name. And, oh, my God, also Sister Sheila requested for Sister Burley Jefferson and for Brother Brown, Lord. Fix it in the name of Jesus. Mother Wilson requested help, Lord, for her sister's grandson, Miles. Fix it, Lord, fix it. All I know is that you are the ultra-awesome fixer. Can't nobody do what you can do. Can't nobody make a way like you can. Glory, 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 glory. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh,
thank you. Praise you in Jesus' name. And if there's anyone else who wants to pray before we conclude this prayer and go into our praises, jump in there right now. The line is open to you. Anyone? The line is open to you. You want to pray tonight? Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may have a calling on you right now. That is to pray. Accept your calling. Amen. God is leading you to talk to him. You're a prayer warrior. Go ahead and pray. Jesus, Jesus. The line is open to you. Jesus, Jesus. All right. God bless you. Father, we've come to give you praise and adoration and come to thank you at least 1,000 times. I'm going to ask everyone from every area code to join me right now as we thank the Lord 1,000 times. Come on, help me. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Your line is open, 912-314-616-757. Come on, let's thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thousand praises.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for all your anointing.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, turning things.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for
thank
the design
you.
Of this day. Oh, well, good day.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brought us from sinking sand.
Lord,
you brought
thank
us.
You.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Making a way out of no
way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God,
Thank you, Lord.
For blessing our children. Thank you for blessing us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for hope. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for your protecting hand. And thank you, Lord,
thank
for your.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You want to praise him. That's the reason to praise him.
Thank you.
For blessing your child, for blessing that daughter, that son.
Thank you.
They could have shot at
your
home.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Give him praise.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You've been there all the time. making a way for us, God. Been there, blessing us.
Thank you.
Been there, helping us.
Thank you.
We just give you the glory. We just give you all the praise and all the honor, God. Nobody like you, God. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
We're going to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Thank you for letting us dwell. Thank you. Thank you for letting us blink our eyes. Somebody just blink your eyes. You ought to be able to say, Lord. Thank you for letting us see the praises going up. Somebody's hearing
thank
the praises
you.
Going up. You ought to be able
thank
to praise
Lord.
Him.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
The activities of our
thank
lives.
You, Lord.
So, okay,
thank you,
don't have the, and here thank you have it. You want to give a praise. Send a praise.
Oh,
put a praise
you,
on.
Thank you.
Thank you, God, for letting us be able to speak. We want to put a praise
thank
on.
You,
thank
you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
You
didn't let us perish tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
In the name of
thank
Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless your holy name.
Thank
we give you praise.
You.
Oh, we love you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Lord, help the saints.
Thank
come on,
you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let's thank
you
for
another thank you.
Five moments.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
in
thank
every
you,
area.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you. come to thee in humble submission, giving you glory, giving you adoration, and giving you
glory.
Your line is open. Come on. In the name
of
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us. Don't let us stand up. Amen. Lift him up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just
got three more minutes. Come on, come on. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God.
Thank you.
I had never experienced fasting 3 days and 3 nights. That's what they were doing, 3 days and three nights. And he said, I didn't know what it was to fast. They just told me that you go without your food and water on that 3 days and three nights. And so he said, I was going without my food and my water. He said, and the first day, he said, I got so hungry, I could just smell food in the air everywhere. Just, oh, my God, food, food, food. He just smelling it everywhere. And he said, I made it through the first day. And I went to the second day. And he said, I ain't never fasted before. He said, the second day seemed like I could see food everywhere. Everywhere I looked was food, food, food. I was trying to grab it, seemed like, in my mind. But it wasn't there. Then on the third day, he said, we were supposed to come off at 3 o'clock, and we're going to meet at the church at 3, and we're going to have soup together. And he said, I was so weak, I didn't know what to do. I lived about a block and a half from the church. I just decided I'm going to walk up to the church. And I started trying to get to the church and got so weak. He said, I'd take a step and have to rest a while. Take another step and have to rest a while. He said, I finally got to the church steps, and they had about 15 of those concrete steps going up to the church house. Then I was so weak, I had to put one foot on the step and rest a while. Then I'd take another step and put it on there and rest a while. He said, I kept on putting a foot on the step and rest a while. He said, about the time I got halfway up the stairs, he said, one of the sisters came out of the church. They had had prayer before they eat the soup. And he said, she came out of the church just, oh, glory, praising God, just praise the Lord. And she looked down there and saw me. And she said, I was halfway up the stairs. She said, Elder Gully, we just had prayer. Did the Lord speak to you and tell you what he told us? He said, no. I ain't had time to pray. I've been trying to make it here to the church. I ain't only got enough strength to make it up the stairs. She said, Ella Gully, we were just praying. And the Lord said, 3 more days and 3 more nights we got to go. Ella Gully said, I fainted right on the road down the steps. Amen. Listen, I don't know what the Lord going to say, but we're coming off on Tuesday. Amen. Off these 40 days. Why don't you go with us? Tomorrow from 12 midnight. Start tonight at 12 midnight. Don't eat. And let's go all the way tomorrow to 3 o'clock and then go all the way Tuesday to 3 o'clock and have some soup ready for you at 3 o'clock Tuesday as we venture on this 40-day fast. Amen. Amen. And we don't believe in telling our arms what we're doing, but you were part of it. Amen. I've got to give you some instructions. All right, another thing, I want you, let me give my address. Thank you, Ambassador. Amen. Hey, Hendricks, who gave our address last night. If you want to write us at Dr. Bernard with a V like victory. Bernard, E-R-N-A-R-D, B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Bernard Johnson, Amen Ministries, Amen, at P.O. Box 26593. Or if you make a check out, you can make it out to Amazing Grace. That's our church. We're trying to renovate our church. Oh, my God, and let me just tell you that they came out on a Saturday, and they noticed some hail damage on our roof, and they're giving us a totally free roof. Oh, my God. God is blessed.
Lord, thank you.
Asking
yes.
God to renovate our Amen. That's a sign that he's hearing our prayer. And that he's doing
thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Give us the roof all the way around the church. Amen.
Lord,
and I told him, I said, let's come into town. I said, is there any way you can, they said about 3 weeks they're going to do it. And I called him back and said, listen, I got some guests coming on Thursday. He said, Dr. Johnson, I'm trying to start them on Tuesday, and I may be able to finish it by Thursday. 2 days we ought to be able to install it. We got several crew members. Amen. I wanted to jump up and run around the church and tell the Lord thank you. God bless all of y'all. Amen. So God is working, and he is hearing our prayers and moving us.
Thank you.
I want a praise report from somebody before I leave this line tonight. It may be what I need just to give me even another level of praise. Amen. Somebody on this line, I know you got a praise report. Don't you remember Psalms 105? Make known his deeds before the people. You got the people on this line. Make known his deeds. Who's got a praise report? Amen. Put a praise on it. Do it right now. Anybody?
This is Mother Wilson. I thank the Lord for receiving my material on Saturday. And I'm grateful. I believe it was on Friday. And I thank the Lord for it because I see many things in there, thanking the Lord for it and buying and different things. I just thank God for it. And I also talked to some of the elders on today and their wives about the first fruit prayer line. And they were just happy, especially Ella Pope and his wife. And they said some ways or other they get rid of the number, but they're going to get it. They'll be back on with us again. And I thank the Lord for that.
Mm-hmm. Mother, what did you think of the handbook?
Oh, it's great. It's great. It is great.
Thank you.
I haven't got a chance to go through all of it, but that part that I have went through is really great, and it's helping me out.
Thank God. We wrote that so through the auspices of God and the Holy Ghost. God blessed us to write it. And we wrote it through God's help, that it would not only be a handbook for first fruits, but it could also be a blessing to your Christian life, to anybody. Amen. The Lord can use it to be a blessing to your life. God bless you. Anybody else have another praise report?
Yes, this Sheila Brown 913. I have a praise report. We have prayed and asked the Lord to do miraculous things for the new Amazing Grace. And I just thank the Lord that he's answering our prayers in that area and giving you favor and stuff. I just recognize that, and I don't want to hold that back because I remember asking the Lord to do things, and I just honor him for doing that. Amen.
That's what I've been talking about. You know, you've got to learn to recognize a miracle. Did anybody on this line catch it? Did you? You got to learn to recognize a miracle. When did the man say he was going to try to start that roof? Did you hear it? He said he's going to try to start it on Tuesday. When are we coming off? When are we celebrating the end of the 40-day fast?
Amen.
Y'all got to learn how to recognize a miracle.
Jesus.
We said we're coming off the 40-day fast and celebrating on Tuesday. We will end the 40-day fast. When did the man say he was going to? He said 3 weeks at first. Then when we talked to him, he said, well, we might be able to start you on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Try to get him out there Tuesday. And I just believe if y'all pray, that God will give us extra favor, and they will be out there. Amen. God, in the name of Jesus. Well, let me ask somebody to pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us. Somebody pray for us. Amen. And God will do that. Amen. Let's see what God will do. Anybody?
Father God, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Just first of all, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do in Amazing Grace. Thank you, Lord God, for all the plans. And we know your plans are beautiful and perfect, Lord God, when you in it. Lord God, I just thank you for the miracle. Thank you that Chief was obedient and answered the call, your call, Lord God. Thank you that he answered and lead your people, Lord God. Thank you for the favor you will give him with men and women. Lord God, I just thank you and I just praise you for every great thing you're doing over there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Anybody else? Yeah, pray ye one for another. That's the word of God. Who's going to obey? Amen. You know, that shouldn't be a time on the line that I mentioned where somebody pray, where there shouldn't be two or three of y'all trying to jump in to pray for the Lord. Amen. You know, you reap what you sow. Amen. Some of y'all are going to have a need one day and want people to pray for you. Amen. Amen. Need one more. I'm asking one more. Come on, pray for us.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we're looking to you tonight for the blessed and send on your help, oh God. We thank you for the help that you are sending on. And Lord, we know that you are able to do that above and abundantly for us and the church and the First Fruit Prayer Line. Also, Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson, Lord, you look on them and bless them with the finance that he needs to erect the church and to do what it needs to be done to it, to make it beautified. You said for us to ask and it shall be given. So we're asking you tonight, and we're asking you in faith, believing that you're going to do just exactly what you said. Oh, God, we know that you have the money. Lord, you said the cattle on a thousand hills is yours, and we believe the money is there for to fix this church and to get it fixed like you wanted to in the name of Jesus. And God, while we're asking you for the First Fruit Prayer Line, we're asking you for New Revelation Church of God in Christ, that the pastor would be able to finish it. And in the name of Jesus, and bless him, oh God, with better health so he'd be able to enjoy the church when he get in it. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for what you have already done. And we thank you for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, because your promise is so profound. And God, we know that you is able to fulfill that you have promised us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Is there anybody who wants to say a word tonight? If so, the line is open to you. Anybody? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Listen, I'm looking for y'all here in Kansas City. Amen. Again, we got your handbooks ready for you when you hit time. Those who didn't receive yours, amen. God bless you. We love you. Again, our address is Bernard Johnson Ministries, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. P.O. Box 26593. That's Overland, Overland, Overland Park, Kansas. Zip code is 66225. All right. We've had a great night here. And the Lord bless you and keep you. Y'all stayed on the line a little longer tonight, but you're going to be blessed because of it. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves you and knows that we're praying for you. That God will bless y'all in a very special way. I tell people all the time, regardless of what you've been going through, I got a feeling that everything will be all right. God bless you.
God bless Hallelujah. You, too.
Have a good night. We'll try to be back tomorrow night if the Lord says the same. I said that. Lord, you've been so good. I want to thank you 1,000 times every night. That's why we try to do this every night. He's done so many things for you today. You owe him at least 1,000 thank yous. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't see nothing against what we're doing in the Word of God, sending up the praise and the timber unto the Lord. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful privilege and a wonderful, wonderful blessing. And to get your miracles, if you stay with us and just follow what we ask you to do to the letter, oh, my God, you're talking about a miracle in Christ. Some of y'all, he's turning your family around right now. Some of you, he's turning you around right now. But you need to be turned around even more. Some of y'all, he's fixing your health right now. Some of y'all, he's giving you strength right now. Some of y'all, he's teaching you patience right now. Some of you, he's teaching you faith right now. Yeah, stick with this prayer line. It will lift your faith to a new level. And that faith will move mountains in your life.
Thank you.
We thank you. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Excuse me. We love you, all of you. We love you. And we're praising God and praying for you. Thank you for staying with us. God bless you. It's going to be all right.
Amen.
Somebody want to say something? All right. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless everybody.
Thank you.
Join us in the morning for the prayer line in the morning, 6 a.m. God bless you.